wanted to say this because I was at Helium this weekend, mm-hmm. and at the end of the night, you know how you hang out, uh-huh. drink at the bar sometimes, all that. So there was this. The bartenders were both gay.
Okay.
And whenever they're bartending, they control the TV behind the bar. Now USC Texas was in fucking overtime at this point.
Okay.
And I couldn't watch it because they were, shit you not, playing George Michael music videos. Now, this is after the crowd left, so this is supposed to be just like staff comics, maybe other comics. Mm-hmm. And they just had like 6 gay people that they were friends with there, just sitting at the bar, which would, yeah, I don't have a fucking problem. Why would I? That's crazy if you do.
Yeah, no one's saying
nice, except that it was a group of gay people that were mean.
Yeah. Gay people are pretty fucking mean,
they were
mean,
so
man.
Mean to me.
Yeah, man.
I was sitting there, and they were just fucking rude. And I was fucking with them. I was like, enough of this George Michael. And I tried to play a music video. And I tried to play Ace of Base, figuring I'd fucking get on their good side. They all fucking, Ace of Base is gay as fuck. I thought they would have loved that.
My cousin Pat liked it. We used to make fun of him Ace for liking that in like good, second grade. Like, we used to, that was my argument. Literally in second grade, I'd be like, dude, that's gay. And he's like, I don't really like the music. I don't like the words.
Well,
like,
here's what's gay. Funny about it. Is this is why I knew I thought of it.
Did they say something mean to you?
Yeah, they were just rude. But
the Ace of Base didn't calm him down?
Well, what was funny is on Friday night, a different gay bartender was playing Ace of Base music videos.
Okay.
So I was just like, they're going to love this too. And if they call me out on this for this sucking, I'll be like, well, guess what? That gay guy liked it. So I fucking, I played it. And they were just like, who the fuck put this on? Fuck you. And I was like, oh. They were very mean.
So you thought Ace of Base would be like a cool mist on bees on gay people, kind of just like calms them down?
Yeah, I was trying to relate and talk to them, and they were just...
That's so funny. It's like bringing fucking like pilgrims bringing Indians like axes. Like, we know you savages like this shit.
Yeah, they were not happy. And then that carried over because me and the one gay bartender have a negative history together.
Yeah, she doesn't like you.
She does not like me. For...
You guys should fight. Like a boxing charity match.
Well, what also sucked is because the night before she was talking to me and we were cool and everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then she got in front of her friends and started being mean. They were very mean to me.
Were they were they like goofing on you mean, or were they mean?
They're just kind of dismissive and like, who the fuck are you? And I just had a good set. And I was like, you guys are strangers here.
Well, anybody in a pack is going to be, especially like that kind of pack.
It was a pack of fucking people that had nothing to do with Helium.
But
and I'm just
Yeah, but once people like
that
are in a pack, they're like, fuck anybody else.
Yeah.
Especially
me.
A strong G-pack.
Especially
yeah.
me, dude.
Yeah, you coming out there with that
I was the
serious
enemy.
Look.
I came out there, I was like, could I get a Guinness and turn off this gay shit and put on Texas USC, please?
Oh, that's what
you
said.
Did you say that? Oh, you left that part out.
Turn the gay shit off.
Oh.
I was like, you mind if we stop watching YouTube music videos you guys have watched every day for your entire life?
Dude,
fucking cliche can you, George Michael videos?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yo, dude, I fucking just read a script that was for, it was like I don't give a fuck if anybody hears. It was for some contest in Philadelphia, and it was about these gay characters. And my response to it, I was like, this is the worst script I've ever read. The whole script was, it was like Gay Guy Broad City. And like, it was just these gay guys that were like, one of them was just like a regular likable character, like a regular person
man, that
who
hurts.
Just happens to be gay.
That hurts to hear.
But like, but like, you're just like, all right, that's how gay characters should be on TV. It's like just a guy who turns out he's gay. He's just a fucking person who's gay.
Yep.
And the other one was like, man, I can't stop fucking ruining my dildos. And you're like, all right, dude, like it's not that it's like, it grosses me out. It's just like, you're fucking, it's not funny and you're protected by the fact that you'll be like, yeah, it's, you know, what do you hate gay people if you don't like it? It's like, no, it's not funny. It just isn't funny. Yeah.
And it also kind of grosses me out to think about a guy ruining dildos. It's disgusting. A, like, is he shredding them? Is he, like, smearing them up? Like, it's nasty.
It just was fucking, I specifically wrote and, like, I sent back to the woman, like, I was like, I don't even want to score this because I had 5 scripts to read. I was like, this is one of the worst scripts I've ever read in my life.
Wow.
And I was like, these are unlikable characters. And I was like, this is cliche, hack, gay jokes. Whoever wrote this should be ashamed of themselves because this is like fucking garbage.
Nice.
My biggest hope is that she fucking sends that along.
Oh, hell yeah.
And but, like,
but it's just like everything was like, yeah, like I'm like it was some guy at a fucking bar. He's like, well, me and my boyfriend are trying to do anal. And somebody comes along and is like, girl, you're always talking about doing anal. Stuff like that where you're like, ugh. This is not how people fucking talk.
Dude, I like. Did you watch Ozarks?
Yeah.
Do you see what they nailed? Like the guy, the government agent, he was gay, going about his business, and then he just fucks the shit out of some hillbilly. It's like, fuck yeah, dude.
And that dude's like, yeah, I'm gay too. What's up?
Yeah, or like he punches him in the face immediately afterwards. He's like, you turned me, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I think they fucked up.
I think that's pretty realistic.
Dude. That's not the common gay.
I thought that character sucked.
Which character?
The gay detective.
Really?
The gay agent. I thought he was like the least believable human on earth.
Really?
He was like, I'm just an obsessive fucking...
I will say he was kind of an overactor. Like, he was overacting a lot.
Something about that guy. I liked the show a lot.
The gay fisherman, though, was pretty good.
I thought that was fantastic. Was good.
There was something real gross about knowing he sucked dick with that mustache. Wasn't it? It was like kind of gross.
Oh, well, that scene where he's fucking the gay agent's getting his dick sucked with the... prostitute, the male prostitute.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you think that's fucked up? Think about drones or like something.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, dude, this is not a real guy.
I liked how the gay black guy, his partner, would get all mad at him and all fussy if like if he was fucking anyone else, he'd be like, oh, you're a pig.
Yeah, a gay guy, I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about it to really be like, this is what they should be. But yeah, it shouldn't be a fucking gay pride parade every day.
No, it shouldn't be a caricature of a person.
Yeah,
My issue always when I remember like back like right after college or like I guess when people were supposed to go to college because I didn't. But there was a time where girls would be like, you got to be my friend. He's crazy. And you're like, I was just gay. And I would be like, that's kind of weird that you treat him like a novelty because he's gay. Like, isn't he just like a regular dude? And then I'd meet them and they would be like, hey, what's going on? And be like, yeah, but he's like, when he gets drunk, he's crazy. It's like, are you just trying to tell me he's gay? Like,
yeah,
if
he's gay, he probably blacks out and does coke. So he probably does party pretty hard. Gay people tend to party fucking hard.
I'm sure.
Not lesbians. Lesbians are very, I have the same. I relate to them very much. Very fucking chug a beer.
Yep.
Dude, yeah, a lot of lesbians are very, like, they're like ex-military.
Yeah.
They get up at 5, they walk their dog.
True.
Do some push-ups.
they're very steadfast people.
They
dude.
Are.
Make a green shake. A
simple diet, yeah.
I can push down that Vitamix in the morning.
Chug a glass of raw eggs. Fucking punching meat. Dude, they do the Rocky montage every morning. And then they come out and fight me.
Come out and they're like, no, I'm not turning off the George Michael's videos, chain. Fuck you.
No, I think they weren't doing anything wrong. I was just drunk and kind of fucking annoyed that, you know, there was a bunch of outsiders that suddenly had more clout than
I was annoyed
me.
A bunch of fucking gays were at the bar.
it was just like seven random people that were just like, get out of here. And I was like, fuck you guys.
Dude.
I'm here every goddamn day, dude. Get out of here.
I did a show in a gay bar one time. I forget who put it together, but it was like supposed to be like, we're going to do a show in the gayborhood, all gay crowd. It's going to be great. They were the meanest fucking crowd I've ever went from.
Of course they were, dude. They're all mentally deranged.
The one. Jesus, dude. There was one girl comedian who almost cried. She was on, and these guys in the back were like, you suck, honey. Give it up. You suck.
Mean gay guys are the worst. Dude, I'm telling you. Mean gay people are mean.
Though I will say, I was kind of like, these guys know a little bit about comedy. All right.
Dude, how about the mean gay guy at HMAC? Were you there for that night?
Yeah, the guy who was like
the owner, the
telling
gay
us
owner?
He was gonna fuck us all.
It's like your jokes are trash, honey. Please, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
I haven't even started. There's like, I hate that gay guy. The guy who's like walking around in that fucking Lady Gaga voice.
Yeah. Well, this guy was British, but same like. Oh please, it's like
you're so gay. You talk like a blue blood. Somehow.
Are you faking?
Yeah, like I don't know. Like,
I'm a Vanderbilt.
You're like a vampire,
and I also suck penises.
I just
all the time.
You know how fucking nice it would be if like homophobia didn't exist, and you could be like, stop acting like that. Yeah. Just be gay, you fucking idiot.
Well, there was a gay guy who got in trouble for that.
Being a dick, just there was be gay.
There was a guy who was, I think, an Australian actor who was gay, and his dad was like, "Well, you're gay, but I'm going to raise you to be a man." And he said that. He's like, "I'm happy my dad did that." And everyone's like, "Fuck you, you're a piece of shit."
You're a piece of shit. What? Probably white girls who are straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Lawyer dad.
How dare you put a binary on that? And he's like, "Well, I'm just, you know." He's like, "I'm glad I'm not walking around prancing around in like pink capris and shit." And they're like, "Eh."
I think that's the worst. Like this is certainly not controversial, but I was like, the worst thing about fucking people hating gays is that we got to put up with fucking bad gay comics.
True.
We wouldn't have to fucking do it if people were just fucking cool with gay people.
Well, they're dudes. Yeah. If you were just
like, be fucking cool about it, and then we don't have to fucking listen to these guys and pretend they're good.
True.
Where you can't be like, hey, that guy sucks. And somebody's like, you're a homophobe. It's like, well,
it's like, all right. Yeah, well, you just don't get what he's doing because you don't have that perspective. It's yeah, like, it's no, like, I have a perspective of did I fucking smile during his set once? And I didn't because his set fucking sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. For show.
Plus, how hard is it to be, not be funny if you're gay?
All you have to tell me is you fuck butts.
I feel like laughing. There has to be a way you can spin that around that you're gay and just fucking crush it.
Yeah, definitely. And there's good gay comics that do that.
Yeah.